Representative Martinez, thanks for joining us. I'd like to start off, if you could give our listeners an opportunity to get to know you a little bit better. Could you share with us a brief bio of yourself?
Sure. Well, native New Mexican. I was born in a town that doesn't exist anymore, Santa Rita, New Mexico. Was eaten up by the mines. Grew up close to Hurley, New Mexico, which is about 10 miles from Santa Rita. Went to school there. Went to Cobra High School. Worked for a short time, then I joined the military. I served 4 years in the Air Force. And I took my summer vacation to Vietnam. So, and then after that, I came home, worked construction for a while. Then I was employed by Kennecott. And that's when I started attending classes at Western New Mexico. Received my Bachelor of Science degree in business. Was working, looking for a job elsewhere, and the opportunity came up to serve an electrical apprenticeship, which I did. And I stayed with the mine for a total of 33 and a half years, retired as a senior planner. So, and then after that, I went to work for a healthcare organization as their facilities manager for a 200-bed nursing facility. But in the end, I ended up forming a small company and continued providing that service to that facility. And, in the meantime, I started serving on the city council for the city of Bayard. I served 2 terms there as councilor, 2 terms as mayor. And while I was mayor, I was elected to the county commission. So in 2007, I was appointed to the legislature by then Governor Richardson. We had lost our representative, so that's when I went in the legislature, served for 7 years. And as I say, I took a 2-year sabbatical. I lost my race and then ran again. And I'm currently serving again as representative for House District 39, which encompasses a portion of Grant County, a small portion of Sierra County, and a portion of Doñana County.
So could you share with us why you are seeking reelection?
One of the main reasons I'm seeking re-election is, as I say, unfinished business. There's a few pieces of legislation that I was carrying and, of course, didn't make it through. Vetoes or committee didn't get through the committee. So I'd like to follow up on that. And there's one in particular that did make it through, signed by the governor. It's called the Caregiver Affidavit. It allows mostly grandparents raising their grandkids and great-grandkids the ability to enroll them in school and also enroll them in some type of medical service so they can be provided with their needs.
What do you feel are the most pressing issues in your district and even in the state of New Mexico?
As a whole, for the state of New Mexico is the ability to increase our revenues and stabilize the revenues. You know, we depend mainly on gas and oil, which is they're doing great right now. So our revenues are significantly higher than they have been in the past few years. But then as that industry, along with mining industry, you see the ups and downs, and certainly would like to find some kind of mechanism to maybe stabilize our economy, make our economy grow. There's issues such as the alternative energy, solar, wind. Those type of issues certainly provide some economic growth for New Mexico, more on the sale of electricity to other states, mainly California. But there's other things that we need to look at. We need to be able to have a labor force that is ready to go to work. We've seen a decrease in the ability of even universities or even at the high school level providing true vocational training for young kids. Going through high school, and if they're not ready to go into college courses, they should have an opportunity to go into a vocational training program that's going to give them a skill and be ready to go to work for any industry that might come into the state.
So you mentioned alternative energy and education, building soft skills and things like that to help the economy. As a state representative, if reelected, how do you think you can address those problems?
One of the things, as we have seen, there was a lawsuit filed a number of years ago, and a judge finally made a determination that we were not providing sufficient funding to the public education, especially the young children. That's one of the things, that's been one of my priorities, is making sure that we provide the necessary tools for children to be educated as young as Head Start or pre-K, as we know it, pre-K through 12th, and even up into the university studies.
You bring this up as I was getting ready to ask a question addressing the same issue. I think it's no secret that everybody knows that New Mexico recently was ranked last in the country for child well-being through the Kids Count report that came out by the Annie Casey Foundation. Are there any other things that you think the state can do to address this issue with child well-being in New Mexico?
Well, there's a number of issues that are kind of under that mm-hmm. label, if you want to call it that. We need to make sure we see many pockets in New Mexico of high poverty, low income. That plays a major part in the children's welfare. Being able to have three meals a day, meet their needs for being involved in social skills. That is something that we need to invest. If we don't invest in our children now, as we've seen at the end, when they start their life, many of them end up in prison or under the scrutiny of the law. And by providing the necessary tools to be able to help those children and bring them out of that category and make them participating in society and being able to learn a skill, to be able to be employed, to be able to start a family and maintain a family. But there's so many things going on in the state of New Mexico and across the country that kind of affects those kind of things for children. So we certainly need to invest in our children financially and also help the parents learn parenting skills, those kind of things. As we see many families in New Mexico, there's a large number of single parents that struggle. And they don't have the skills sometimes, and sometimes it's hard for them to earn a living, to be able to provide for their children. And that, in a sense, affects the kids in their learning abilities.
I'd like to move on and talk about public safety now. New Mexico has had some challenges with violent crime and property crime in recent years. How do you think the state can address this issue?
That's a tough one, because it seems to be a challenge to attract younger individuals to enter the law enforcement field, which is that field is even in the small towns, we've seen it locally, what could happen. Do we provide additional funding? You know, like we did this past session, we provided a significant amount of increase to state police, hoping to attract more individuals into the state police force. But it's also the community police, the small departments that have one or two officers, providing them with sufficient tools, and funding is the main thing, because they can't. A person goes into a small community, joins the police force, goes through a local or a state academy to become certified. They stay there, they gain experience, and they see, well, county or city offers more benefits and more compensation, so they move on. And that's the negative part of small communities, is that retaining trained police officers and individuals that will participate in the community in programs such as community policing, rather like in the old day, the police carried a big baton, and that was their weapon of choice.
They knew their community.
Yeah, they knew their community, and they knew how to control it, but things have changed.
Well, I just have a couple questions left. They're pretty basic. Why are you a Democrat?
I'm a Democrat because I believe in the Democrat values, helping people, recognizing needs, and more than that is just the basic basis of our country and why this country was formed. It was to be united, and that's what we strive for, besides the other political agendas that are out there. And both sides have agendas, but our primary values are to help people.
So why should people vote for you?
Well, what can I say? I've been in office a number of years. I served in public service, I think 25 years or so. And that's not the main reason, but it's the reason that my values are to make sure that our children are protected, our seniors are protected, and also provide opportunities for every New Mexican to have a healthy and safe life within our state and within this country. So I believe that those issues because of my service in the past, has given me an opportunity to see firsthand the needs of people, especially the small communities, and also to make sure that our legal system is kept up to par, and we have a system that's going to help people.
Representative Martinez, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.